Okay, so this week's topic is somewhat related to this week, and that is about Chashva Aliyos. So why is it related to this week? Because one of the Chashva Aliyos is this week, is the Aliyah for Az Yashir, where traditionally people tend to give it to an Adam Chashav, to the rabbi of the community, or whatever, whoever they deem as an Adam Chashav. So the question is, where does that come from? And not just about Az Yashir, what other aliyos are considered to be special aliyos, and where do those come from? Is there any potential problem with singling out an aliyah as special in any which way, whether it be by giving it to someone special, whether it be by having people stand for that aliyah, or any other way that we're identifying an aliyah special? And then, just generally speaking, what about a regular Shabbos where there are no special aliyos? So which one is the most special? Meaning, when you have a regular Rishon through Maftir, so is there, outside of Kohen and Levi, so if you want to know when to get insulted, which aliyah should you get insulted when you don't get, right? So that's those are the issues we're going to discuss. So first we'll start with the particular aliyos that seem to be known as special aliyos. The one I really couldn't find any source for is probably the most famous one is Chazak. That the Aliyah of Chazak that goes to an Adam Chashav or not, I didn't see anywhere that maybe I just missed it, but I didn't see any explicit Maramakom that says that the Aliyah of Chazak goes to an Adam Chashav. What I did find is that the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simchot Kof Lamavav, Sifkat Nehei, V'achshav Nagu Shagadol HaTzibur Hu HaMesayim HaSidra, that the Gadol HaTzibur gets the last Aliyah in the Parsha. So our minig is not that way. The Gadol HaTzibur does not get the last aliyah in the parsha. Gadol HaTzibur gets Shlishi or Shishi, depending if you're a Litvish HaTzibur or a Chassidish HaTzibur, or we'll see other possibilities. But maybe that inyan is still mekuyam with the aliyah of Chazak, that at least not Mesayim HaSedra, but Mesayim the entire that entire section of Chumash. It should also be pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah writes in Kuflam Vav Sifkat Dalid that any discussion of giving an aliyah to an Adam Chashuv is only when they don't sell aliyos. If they sell aliyos, then it goes to whoever bought it. Meaning then you don't, because that ultimately raises the money for the shul, and it's not like, meaning, that's another way of saying none of these things are a halacha. Meaning there's nothing over here that you can't give this aliyah to this person, or, you know, to someone other than the rabbi, or someone other than, none of these things are a halacha. They're all minag, or nice things to do, but it's also a really nice thing to do to raise money for a shul, and to raise money for a tzedakah, so that would beat out any of these considerations that we're going to talk about. The second very well-known aliyah that you call an Adam Chashav for, that typically an Adam Chashav is called for, is the aliyah of Chasan Torah. And this we just did in the Daf Yomi recently, is the source for this. The Gemara Maseches Bava Basra and Daf Tes Vav Amud Alef, and the same Gemara appears in Maseches Menachos, tells us, Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem, that pasuk, Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem, appears 8 psukim before the end of the Torah, which creates a problem. Efshar Moshe tu girsaos, mace or chai, because of Vayamasha Moshe, either way it's a good kasha. Efshar Moshe mace, because of Vayamasha Moshe, he's dead, what's he doing writing if he's dead? Dead people don't write. Or Efshar Moshe chai, because of Vayamasha Moshe, why is he lying if he's alive? How can you write Vayam Shamosha? See, either way, it's a good kasha. I don't know what's behind the change of girsa, because l'chora the kasha is the same either way, meaning it just doesn't make sense that Moshe Rabbeinu could have given us something that says Vayam Shamosha Eved Hashem. Ella ad kan kasav Moshe, mikan ve'elach kasav Yoshua, div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote up until the last 8 psukim, Yoshua wrote the last 8 psukim. That's Vamri la Rabbi Nechemia, and some say Rabbi Nechemia said it. That same machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia, appears elsewhere as well. The Gemara is a discussion when it says that Yoshua wrote kasav b'sefer hazeh, b'sefer haTorah hazeh, when the pasuk Yoshua says that he wrote sefer haTorah hazeh, it's machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia, don't know who said what, that whether that's referring to the last eight psukim of the Torah, that Yoshua wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, or it's referring to setting aside the Arei Miklat, which is nogea to Sefer HaTorah Zet, nogea to Dinei Torah that weren't fully determined and fully decided in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So lechor, it's the same machlokas. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, wait a second, Efshar Sefer Torah Chasaros Achas Uksiv Lekoach Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. How could a Sefer Torah be Chasaros Achas? It says Lekoach Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. Sefer HaTorah Hazeh means the whole thing, which is also an interesting thing. Who says it means the whole thing? It's Machlokas Rishonim. You have a Sefer Torah that's missing a couple of letters. So can you be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah with it? Not so pasha that you can't. I mean, we paskin that L'chadchila we don't. B'diavad, we don't go back. You find the Sefer Torah is missing a letter. Do you go back and read the last year's parshios? We don't go back and read everything again. We don't even go back and read from the beginning of that parsha again. We put it away and we continue. And that's it. But why? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, because we're somech on those shitos, that it's not a psul. The Ramban famously writes in his Hakdamah to his Perush on Chumash that if a Sefer Torah is chasaros achas, then it's absolutely pasul. That a Sefer Torah, even because Kol HaTorah Kula, he has a Kabbalah Shalemes, that Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmosef Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the whole Torah in some way is Shem Hashem in different Sirufim, and therefore if you miss even a single letter, which causes all sorts of problems, because we also have a Gemara that says in Maseches Kiddushin that we're not Bekiyin B'chaseros V'yaseros. So how exactly that fits with the Sefer Torah Chaseros Achas, is difficult. On the other hand, on the third hand, I guess, you also have the idea that the Gemara has a sugya in a couple of places in Shas and Sukkah and Sanhedrin about Yeshem Lemikra V'Yeshem Lemesares, which essentially assumes that we know whether the words litotafos or sukos is spelled malay or chaser. So apparently we are bekiyin b'chaseros yaseros, at least in certain spots, at least in certain words. So Minchas Chinuch talks about this in Mitzvah Taryag. It's a very big discussion. But bottom line is, our Gemara is assuming Sefer HaTorah Zeh has to be the whole thing. And it can't be missing the eight psukim. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Sefer HaTorah Zeh, it has to be everything. Ela ad kana Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Omer V'kosev Mikan Ve'elech Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Kosev B'dema. Many shitos what that means, but something changed in the last eight psukim. Whether it's Yoshua that wrote the last eight psukim, or Moshe wrote them differently, with tears in his eyes, with tears in his quill, or with confusion, whatever it might mean, whatever bedema might mean, those last eight psukim were written differently than the rest of the Torah. So says the Gemara, the shita that we have of Rav Gidol Amrav, that Shmona psukim Shabbat Torah Yachid Korei Osan, that the last eight psukim are read by a Yachid, must be Delok Rabbi Shimon, must assume that Yoshua wrote the last eight psukim, and that's why Yachid Koreosan. So says Gemara, no, it could even be Rabbi Shimon holds that way. And Yachid Koreosan means that once it's different, it's different. So whether it was Yoshua wrote them or Moshe wrote them differently, the bottom line is they're different. So therefore Yachid Koreosan. I keep saying that phrase and not translating it purposely. Yachid Koreosan. What on earth does that mean? What we know is that because these last eight psukim are, I don't know the best way to phrase it, on a lower madriga, they were written differently than the rest of the Torah. Apparently, they were a lower madriga. That's why Yachid Korei Osan. So one would imagine whatever Yachid Korei Osan means, it would mean that we're a little more makel with it because it's something on a lower madriga, which fits the Shitas HaRambam very nicely and fits no other Shita very nicely. The Rambam's Shita is, Yachid Korei Osan means you don't need a minion. The Ravid goes berserk on that. What do you mean you don't need a minion? Not Tzibur Heichan Halach. Where did the Tzibur go? Yeah, the whole rest of the Parsha you needed a minion. Why would you assume the minion disappeared? You're not allowed to walk out of the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Why would you assume, minog notwithstanding, but you're not allowed to walk out of the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Where do you think the minion went? But that's the Rambam Shita. The Yachid Korei Osan means Piyachidus. You're allowed to read it Piyachidus. Shita's Rashi is that you're not allowed to divide it up into multiple aliyos. But that's a strange way to say you're not allowed to divide it up into multiple aliyos. L'chari, you should say Ein Mafsikin. The Shmona Psukim Shabbosav Ein Mafsikin. So that would be the way to say it. Why Yachid Korei Osan? Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam that there's no Balkore, that there's no separate Ola and Balkore. That's what Yachid Kari said. Instead of having two people where the Balkari says it out loud and the Ola, as we know, is supposed to read along in an undertone together with the Balkari, so you don't have that by the last eight psukim. Of course, the weakness of Rabbeinu Meshulam's Shita in the times of the Gemara, and really up until today in many Sephardic communities, there is no Balkari and Ola. There is no dual dynamic. There is one person when Rabbi Shlosh comes for Shabbos and they give him an Aliyah, he shoves Heshi aside and he reads his he stopped shoving him aside, he asked permission first now, but he reads his Aliyah because that's his tradition, that's what they do. So what does this have to do with anything? Because the Mishnah Brura writes in Tafresh Samach Tes, Umisha Kori Parsha Zu Nikra Chasan Torah, the one who reads that Parsha, those last eight psukim, is called the Chasan Torah. V'nagu limkar parsha zu parsha breishes v'konu b'damim merubim v'roi lahadir mefshar shi'a konu muhtarim b'tora al kalpanim yigdalei akal. That whoever gets those last eight psukim should be a gadol b'tora, or someone who's very, very well respected. The old joke, they say, is Rabbi Tendler told this to my brother one year in Muncie when my brother was there, that they honored someone with chasen Torah. Rabbi Tendler said, we're very from shul this year. We have a chasidish chasen. He's someone who never met the kala before in his life. So that was the but the idea is that it's supposed to be someone who has met the kala. It's someone who's supposed to chasen Torah should be someone who's very very familiar with the Torah. So, but that's apparently a taich on the words yachid kari asam. Yachid means a miyuchad. You give it to someone special, and if that's correct, and that seems to be our minhag, it just begs the question. We just got through saying how it's a downgrade, right? It's less than the rest of the Torah. So the rest of the Torah, we don't care who gets the Aliyah. Oh, but these last psukim that were written by Yoshua or written by Moshe more weakly than the rest of Torah, so that we need a Yachid Kareo son. So if you look in footnote number 3 over here, actually, in Ayin Shal's Shuv's Chacham Tzvi Simen Yud Gimel, he says, V'chitei mahanach psukim shiny. You're going to say that you need to have a gadol read these psukim because they're different. Amrav gidol amrav ches psukim shabatari yachid karius on pirush b'mordechai. It's the Mordechai who explains shapirush yachid haynu talmud chacham uchadamrin lo kalarotz alasas miyachid osa. And we have that term yachid referring to a talmud chacham elsewhere when we say lo kalarotz alasas miyachid. Not everyone who wants to act like a talmud chacham and hold themselves like a talmud chacham can do so. Shtei tshuvas bedaver. The Chacham Tzvi says, I'm not having it. I don't buy it. First of all, chada shekala poskim cholkim al pirush zeh. He says that every other Rishon has a different pshat in what Yachid Kari said. I don't believe it means that the gadol. V'olda nias adi pirush zeh sasrimi divrei gemara. He says also, did you read the gemara? Darmin kaman al zeh derev gidol rav ches psukim shabatari Yachid Kari osam leim rav yudu dolok rav shimon. Meaning we dafka thought that the one who says Yachid Kari osam must be assuming Yoshua wrote those psukim. V'isal kadaych l'perush Yachid Kari osam l'chashivusahi. But if Yachid Kari osam is a chashivus, dahainu dafka talmud chacham, heich isal kadaych tach tesik rav Yehuda. How could you say that? It's going like rav Yehuda. Hal Rabbi Yehuda gri hanaches psukim mishar kol haTorah. The kol haTorah moshim pia gvura kasva. V'hanaches psukim Yoshua kasvam. These are lower. They're lesser than the rest of the Torah. V'mayti elam maila yosem mikol haTorah. Meaning, what he's really pointing out, l'chora, is take a look at every other example we're going to mention tonight about a special kriya that's done, that you give dafka, that you give the aliyah dafka to a talmud chacham. So where do we do it? When we're mesayim something, or when it's something very chashuv, az yashir, aseres hadibros, there's some maila to that parsha. It's never a chisaron in the parsha that says, you know what, let's give this to a talmud. Let's take the parsha of Arayos and dafka give that to a talmud. There's no such thing. There's no, even though you would imagine that, why would that be a chisaron? It's like any other isurim in the Torah. But I'm saying there's no parsha that you would say that you would look at a chisaron. Every time you give a talmud chacham something, it's because there's a maila to give it to him. So the chacham tzvi says, I don't understand why you would be makbid to have a yachid korei specifically over here. And he anticipates the answer. Well, what's the answer? Well, what would the answer be? Why would you dafka need to have a yachid korei?
To bring it back up.
Yeah, to bring it back up. Meaning people might disrespect it. People might say, it's not really part of Torah. So he says, v'docha kolomer diyano senes. That's goof for the reason. D'kiyechi d'lo l'zalzli bu. Dein zedavar pashal u'barer. D'lema stomach Rabbi Yehuda. it's still not obvious enough to say that we must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Bishlam Leinuch Pirushi Kol Vadol Blosi Yoshatz Hainim Shem Deinu Dom Lashar Sefer Torah Shekosh Baruchon Moshe Omer Vekosev. Meaning the idea that you say it alone without a Balkore, so that fits because the Gemara said the rest of the Torah Hashem said Moshe repeated and then wrote it, and on the last day Pesukim Hashem said and Moshe just wrote didn't repeat. So essentially the rest of Torah was said twice. Whereas the last day Pesukim was only said once. It makes a lot of sense then that you're not going to have two people reading the last day Pesukim because that sort of mimics what was different about them. So that would make sense. But the Chacham Tzvi says doesn't make sense to say that it's a compensation for the fact that it's otherwise a lower level section. But be that as it may, that is certainly the minhag that we give that section of Torah to a Talmud Chacham, and that's probably the most prevalent of all the minhagim, to give Chasan Torah dafka to a Talmud Chacham. Where else do we have it? So Rav Moshe writes in the Gemara Moshe Rechaim Chelik Beis Simanayin Dalin that they would dafka have someone give a lot of money to get the first Aliyah in Parshas Bereishis. He discusses whether this is appropriate. What do you mean the first Aliyah in Parshas Bereishis? That's got to go to meaning on Shabbos Bereishis, not talking about Chasan Bereishis, on Shabbos Bereishis. So that's normally got to go to Kohen. The Kohen's got to get the first Aliyah. So what, in many places, apparently they had the minhag, someone would pay a lot of money, they throw all the Kohanim at a shul, and they'd call up the whoever paid for it for the first Aliyah for Bereishis. You understand the chashivus of such a thing. The chashivus is, this is the beginning of the entire Torah. That makes a lot of sense that there would be chashivus. It's halachically very questionable, because Mechitesi, you could throw all the Kohanim at a shul and tell them that, you know, they can't... we're gonna be mivatel the mitzvah of a kiddushto, being mekadesh the kohanim. So okay, but that's also a special aliyah. A fourth example is our parsha and Aseret Sedibros Brus and Az Yashir. The Chidah writes that it's correct, it's proper that the gadol atzibur gets these kriyas. In Radvaz, he was asked the following very interesting question. The Radvaz was asked, what if you're in a shul and your Rebbe got a regular Aliyah, and you are being honored with the Mashlim. See, the Radvaz assumes like what we quoted from the Mishabur before, that they would dafka, the best Aliyah is to be Mashlim, the Sidra. It's to get the last Aliyah of the Parsha. So the Radvaz says, what if you're in a shul, your Rebbe got an earlier Aliyah, now they want to call you up for the most Chashva Aliyah, for being Mashlim. So can you take it? Because that would be Zion to your Rebbe. That's a blatant disrespect to your Rebbe. They're going to take something better than your Rebbe. I never in a million years would have thought of such a thing as they call you for an Aliyah. So you're taking a disrespect to the Rebbe. I never would have thought. Radvaz, this is not talking about one of the Achronei Achronim. You know, the Radvaz discusses this. Rav Shechter once told us that he was in the Great Synagogue for Shabbos morning. I don't know what brought him there, but he said Rabbi Lam was davening there the same Shabbos. Rav Shechter said, they gave me Shlishi, and they called Rabbi Lam for Ravi. And Rav Shech said, I was embarrassed for him. How could they call him for Ravi? He's my boss. He's older than me. How could they call him for Ravi and call me for Shlishi? He was very, he was very put off by it. And, you know, he didn't know how to look at Rabbi Lam when he called Rabbi Lam for Ravi. I was like, I'm not so sensitive to this whole thing. Like, who's so mocking about these things? So Rabbi Lam was very good about it. You know, Rabbi Lam got up to the Torah, and he said to the Gabbai, what bracha do you make on Ravi? I never had Ravi before. So, you know, but so he took it in stride. But the Radvaz, is it a chutzpah to your Rebbe that here's someone who deserves this kavod, and you're taking the more mechubadik aliyah? So if you look at this, is by Oz Dalid on page number 2 over here, by Oz Dalid in the second line, Kasa B'Shal Shuvus Radvaz Kelekal Simen Shin Dalid V'Zel Shon Sha'alta Mimeni. Odiacha daiti b'mishal a rabu shlishi likro batora im yaluhu mashlim olo. Your Rebbe got shlishi. Nebuch, he only got shlishi, and they're honoring you with mashlim, which we assume is the best to finish the Torah, the reading. So can you do it? Tshuva im ala rabu shlishi b'makom dika kavod the rabo kigon asaras hadibros o yud gimel midos o shiras hayam uchayotzibem. He says, depends on which week's Shlishi it was. If it was Shlishi and it was a very Kavadik Aliyah, it was Aseres HaDibros, it was Shiras Hayam, Yud Gimel Midos, Demishum Kvodo Shal Rav Elu Shlishi Vaday Sheyochel Alas Tal Mashlim Dein Kan Kvei Deklal. So what he's assuming is that generally speaking, the best Aliyah to get is the last Aliyah. But even when you have an Aliyah that's normally considered best, whatever it might be, and he's assuming it's the last Aliyah, we would assume probably Shlishi, even if you have an Aliyah that you would normally assume is best, when you have something special, that takes precedence over what you normally assume is best. So we're going to assume, for example, that Chazak is special, so that would take precedence. You would want to give the Adam Chashuv Chazak rather than giving him Shlishi, right? Avlim Elu L'Rabu Shlishi Bakrei B'Alma Shlobu Makum Kavod. But says Rav Vaz, let's say they just stam gave him Shlishi. Tzorich Iyun Dikivan the Kavod Aliyah Mesayim Eino Mina Alacha Ela Mina Kavod B'Alma Shenago Olam Hayoroi Shiala. On the one hand, says Rav Vaz, this is all ridiculous. Meaning, on the one hand, who cares? It's not a halacha. It's just a matter of minhag, of what people think is chashuv. So it doesn't really matter. But the reality is that people do value these things, whether it's justified halachically or not. The reality is that you eyeball this situation and it doesn't look nice. It's a zilus of the rabbi. So lo yale. The Ravaz is saying not just that when the Gabbai says, which you want to come for, you want to get the next Aliyah, you should say no, even if they called you already, you should make a point. I will not go up, because better to err on the side of not being mevazi your Rebbe. The kibbutz the mishum kavod rabbi ravid hachi like a bizayin atara. On the other hand, if the Rebbe says, no, just go, so then you have to, because it's not like the kind of thing you could be machmir on, because like we always say, every chumrah on one side is a kula somewhere else, and the halacha is, when you're called to the Torah, you're not allowed to not go. You have to go when you're called to the Torah. So if the covenant of your Rebbe is at stake, better to violate that is sort of not going when you're called to the Torah. But if your Rebbe is being mochel, so Rav Shemachal Kvoda Kvoda Machel, we paskin the Rebbe is allowed to be mochel on his kavod, because we paskin Torah Dilehu, that the Torah belongs to him and he has the ability to be mochel. So then, Rav Shemachal Kvoda Kvoda Machel, Vanyol and Nistai Tikasafti. He says, Rav Vaz, that's my personal opinion. That's the whole tshuva, very tiny tshuva. Now it occurred to me that maybe that's why in certain communities, they give, certainly by Hasidim, they give the Rebbe an Aliyah every single week, and every single week they give him the Aliyah. They give him Shishi, let's say, if that's what they assume is the best. I think by Chabad, they didn't assume Shishi, we'll soon see. They assumed a different Aliyah, but they get, and they're still good. But they give the Rebbe an Aliyah every single week, right? So why? Why would they give the Rebbe an Aliyah every single week? Because if he's there, it could be that if he doesn't get the most chashuv Aliyah, then no one else is allowed to take the... I mean, if you hold like the Rav Vaz, and the Rebbe's not even getting an Aliyah, I mean, Mela, he's getting a lesser Aliyah, and someone's getting a better Aliyah. He's not getting any Aliyah, and people are getting better, and people are getting other Aliyahs. You could argue, and you could say, no, it's only a bizayon if you drew attention to it by giving him something lesser. But still, you could see how that might be a basis for such a minhag.
Clearly mashma from the Rav Vaz, though, that the Rosh should get an Aliyah every Shabbos.
Why is it mashma that he's getting?
Only suffix is he got shlishi, but if the rav didn't.
Well, that was the shaila. The shaila was that the rav got shlishi.
I'm saying, but mistama, if the rav didn't get any aliyah, then avada you give him, you have to step up, step back, and then the rav goes.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's at least a basis for the minhag to make sure the Rav gets an Aliyah, but I don't know if the Rav Vaz would say. He was asked the Shaila. The Shaila the Maisa was that the Rav got the Shlishi, and you're being offered the better one, which is the Mesayin. But yeah, I'm not sure. But bottom line is what you do see is that the Rav Vaz identifies as Yashir. He identifies as Aseres HaDibros. It's somewhat problematic to identify something as better. Why is it problematic to identify something as better? There is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos where the Gemara tells us that they wanted to include, I think I wrote about this in an Ar Tzachin once, that they wanted to include Aseres HaDibros as part of Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says that initially some did, and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Af Bigvul in Bikshu Lasos Kein, they wanted to do this elsewhere, but kvar biflu mipnei tarumas haminim. They decided they're not going to do that because tarumas haminim. What does tarumas haminim mean? So Rashi writes, tarumas haminim is shlo yom rula me'aretz ein shar Torah emes. V'teidu she'in koron el mashar mar kodesh baruch hu v'shavim piv b'sinai. That look, everyone's going to say Aseres Hadibros is what Hashem actually said, and the rest is rabbinic commentary. So we don't want people to get that impression. So that's why we can't elevate Aseres Hadibros. Now, we can include other parshios as part of Shema because no one would ever think that. Meaning, there's nothing about the other parshios that would give an indication that they are more special than the rest of Torah. But Aseres Hadibros is inherently different. Az Yashir is inherently different. It's inherently elevated. And because of that, one might have thought that one might give the minim, the misimpression, that that's the only part that's really from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So at least on that level, we see that we didn't want to single out Aseres Hadibros as being special. We didn't want to single out Aseres Hadibros as being different.
So the Gemara in Brachos, you know, when it came to the Machlokas with Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton, right? Like, originally, the Rav was approached by, I think it was maybe a Sephardi Rav, Daniel learned this in Shir, that... he was asked, why is everybody standing for this and not for that? So he said that for Aseres Hadibros, that the reason that when we're learning it, we do Tam Tachto.
So that's from Soloveitchik's explanation. But let's get there. Let's just take a minute. Now, the Gemara, though, doesn't say you're not allowed to single out Aseres Hadibros for anything. It just says they couldn't include it as part of Kriya Shema. It happens to be in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, in Siman Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch says, hey, you should read Parsha Saman every day and not just Tuesdays of Parsha B'Shalach, you're supposed to read Parsha Saman every day as a chizik to one's bitachon, which is so ironic, right? That it's supposed to be a chizik to one's bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not like, oh, if I push this button, then I get money out of it, right? So the same Shulchan Aruch says that it's good to say Aseres Hadibros b'chol yom. So the Shulchan Aruch picks sections of Torah and elevates them and says, say these every day. And the Rambam writes, but dafka biyachid. You can't say it b'tzibur, because if you say it b'tzibur, then you're running afoul of what the Gemara in Bracha said, that they taruma saminim. But biyachid you can do it, because these parshios do have an impact on our bitachon, and they have an impact on our emuna, whatever, on our understanding of Kabbalah Samitzvos, whatever the impact might be. But the Rambam was asked in the tshuva, the Rambam writes, he was asked about standing for sections of the Torah. Also Nogea this week, a lot of communities have minug to stand for Az Yashir and to stand for Aseres Hadibros. So the Rambam writes, Haminag shehinig harav sheyeshu beis kriyas Aseres Hadibros. Someone asked him, so a rabbi came to town and decided everyone's got to sit for Aseres Hadibros. And the community went crazy, so they sent a letter to the Rambam. What do you think? Who's right? Is the new rabbi right that we should sit? Or is our old custom right? Says the Rambam, that minog of sitting for Aseres Hadibros, nachon hu, that is correct. V'kol rayos of rayos tovos nuchuchos, and all of your rayos are great rayos. V'ein lo'osef aleim, v'chein roi lasos shebekol makom shebenagam lamod, any place that has a minog to stand for Aseres Hadibros, says the Rambam, sheyivatlu minog ze, get rid of that minog. Because it's going to cause a hefsid emunah if people stand for Aseres Hadibros, and the hefsid emunah is exactly this, is exactly the tarumas haminim, that people are going to think that it's special. So we have, you can't have it as part of Shema. The Rambam says you can't even stand for it, for Aseres Hadibros, because you're not allowed to stand, you're not allowed to elevate certain parts of Torah over the others, and even though the Shulchan Aruch says you can read it every day, Rama says only be yichidus. So anything done b'tzibur to elevate one parsha over another is a risk of tarumas haminim. I could have heard an argument that to be makbid to give certain sections only to gedolim or only to talmid chachamim, only to someone special, might border on that. Now it's a stretch though. That's an extension. Well, because the difference is, it's overt when you're standing for one section and sitting for everything else. It's obvious. Anyone who eyeballs the situation will see that something's different over here about this part. If you include something as Shema and not anything else, it's obvious. It's obvious that you're doing something different over here, that you're identified. You're calling people for Aliyos anyway. So I have to measure the guy's bekasha to figure out if he's the most chashuv of a rav. You know, that's not as obvious. So I didn't see anyone that discusses tarumas aminim when it comes to giving the aliyah to an adam chashuv. Parenthetically, though, you know, the Levush writes that bizman hazeh, we're not worried about tarumas aminim, and we do stand for our service of dibros. And there are many different explanations given. David was referring to Rav Salvechik's explanation that when you read Aseres HaDibros, there's two sets of trap. There's Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. And the Rambam was assuming that you're reading it with Tam Tachton. What's the difference between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton? Tam Tachton is the regular trap. You're reading it Petoras Psukim like you read every other Psukim in the Torah. As far as Psukim are concerned, Aseres HaDibros should not be elevated above anything else. They're psukim like every other pasuk. Tam Elyon is when you're not reading a petoras psukim, you're reading a petoras dibros. What's the difference? Petoras dibros means this reading is a reenactment of Kabbalah Satorah. Now, the Rambam assumed that the minhag was on Shavuos you read with Tam Elyon, and during the year you read with Tam Tachton. Why? Because on Shavuos you're reenacting Kabbalah Satorah, and the rest of the year you're not. You're just reading the Torah. So if that's the case, the Rambam would say, when you're reading with Tam Tachton, you cannot stand because as Psukim, it's the same as everything else. But being that our minhag, for whatever reason, is to read Aseres HaDibros always with Tam Elyon, it means we're always reading it as Dibros, so it's always a reenactment of Kabbalah Satorah. So Mela, there's no problem with standing up. Because you're not saying that these as Psukim are different than the rest of the Torah. You're saying that we're reenacting Kabbalah Satorah right now. So to make that reenactment effective, we have to stand. That l'chora would not work for Az Yashir, right? And for Chazak wouldn't help either, right? L'chora would not. So there are other justifications by Aseres HaDibros. The Marshal writes in the Tshuva that the whole Hakpada is only Kriya Shema. Anything else is no Hakpada. Meaning, Kriyas HaTorah, do whatever you want. You're reading the whole Torah. It's not like you're taking one section. So you're acting a little differently while doing it. So that would work for Az Yashir. Meaning, you have to disagree with the Rambam. Meaning, the Marshal has no problem disagreeing with the Rambam. Rav Moshe writes, actually, Nogeat Az Yashir, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that since our minhag, meaning we saved the Aseres HaDibros by standing for Az Yashir. So the problem would have been standing for Aseres HaDibros because you're saying, look, Aseres HaDibros is different than the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, in the sense that, what's the Tarumas Aminim? That people are going to think, oh, that's what God gave us, the rest of us not. Would anyone think Az Yashir is what God gave us? There's no reason to think that. I mean, Aseres HaDibros is the backbone of everything else, right? Az Yashir is not. Az Yashir is inspiring, whatever, but if anything, I would think that's what God didn't give us, it's what we gave God, right? So if we're standing for, sort of Moshe writes in the Tshuva, once the minhag developed that we stand for Shiras Hayam, and not only for Aseres HaDibros, Mimela, we're not being mezalzel in the rest of Torah, because we see that we're not doing it on Aseres HaDibros Davka. It's for, as Rav Moshe says, Chalakim Misuyamim Shel Torah, Bishvil Ta'amim Misuyamim. You know, certain sections, each for their own reason.
The min shows up in the shul every
week. Yeah, okay. The min is going to be the one guy that does show up to shul every week. He wants to chap everything. The halicha shlomo of Shlomo Zalman, halicha shlomo says the same thing. He writes near the bezmanenu shakol yodim shein zel zecher maimer anivchar bar sinai ein bezech shash. The gamari omdim ba'od krios kigon shiras yam echiyotzeba. In like 10 words, he says Rav Salvechik's answer and Rav Moshe's answer. He says maimer sinai. That's one. You know, like alluding to Rav Salvechik's approach. And also, we have other kriyos that we stand for as well. So having other kriyos that we stand for helps out. But again, we're not talking, that's not really our topic tonight. We're not talking about standing. We're talking about giving it to an Adam Chashuv. The other one that that people give to an Adam Chashuv is the Dalet Parshios. The Maftir for the Dalet Parshios. The Rambam writes in Siman Reish Pei Beis that you're allowed to read, even Katanim could get the Maftir for the Dalet Parshios. But the minhag hagra, the Mishnah Berurah writes, was to give it chashivos, and that's what the Kutim Arich also that maftir of Dal Parshios goes to chashiva people. Another one, Shabbashuva, the Mishnah Berurah writes, don't call a kid for Shabbashuva. And the minhag is that they call the rabbi if he knows how to read after. Now That's all in terms of special readings. What about, you know, week to week? Which aliyah is taka the best aliyah? So the our assumption, I mean, non-Hasidic communities typically assume that Shlishi is the best aliyah. Where does that come from? So the truth is, it's the most logical of all the possibilities, because the first aliyah has got to go to the Kohen, second aliyah has got to go to the Levi. First available is Shlishi. So it makes sense that the first available is going to be the most chashva aliyah. So there's a Gemara in Maseches Gittin, Daf Samach, where the Gemara says, Acharei and Mikorin, who do you call after the Kohen and the Levi? So Asav Shaila Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amalei Acharei and Korin Tamil Chacham Munim Parnasin El Tzibur. Yeah, Talmidei Chacham who have official positions in the Tzibur. V'Acharei Talmidei Chacham Aruim Lumasin Parnasin El Tzibur. Talmidei Chacham are in between jobs, right? V'Acharei B'nei Talmidei Chacham Shavu Seir Mumunim Parnasin El Tzibur. Families of Talmidei Chacham. V'Acharei Rosh Knesset, meaning you're going down. You start with the most chashuv. So it sounds explicit in the Gemara that the next aliyah after Kohen and Levi goes to the Adam Chashuv, and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chassam Sofer, they all point this out. In fact, in the tour in Hilchas Avelus, he writes that Rabbeinu Tam used to get Shlishi every single week, and the week that he was sitting Shiva, they didn't call him up for an Aliyah, because they thought he's in Avelus, they shouldn't call him up for an Aliyah, and he went up without being called up. He went up anyway, because he thought it would be Avelus Pefarhesia to not take the Aliyah that he gets every single week. But it was Shlishi, because that's the pashtus of the Gemara. So where does any other idea come from? Not, you know, anything other than Shlishi. So there's a tshuva in the Tashbetz, in Chelek Beis and Reish Ayin Vav, where the Tashbetz writes, he quotes the story with Rabbeinu Tam, but he just changes one detail. He writes that every Shabbos Rabbeinu Tam was makbid, he would always get Revi'i, and when he was in Avelus, he went up for Revi'i anyway. Unclear why, though, right? If you look in by Os Beis on the bottom of page 2, they didn't call him up, he went anyway. And he explained that he has to go up because otherwise it's Avelus Parasya, but he doesn't explain why Revi'i. But he quotes that it's Revi. I don't know. Any idea why Revi would be a special aliyah? I don't know. It happens to be that there's a third version of the story. The Tashbetz writes that same Tashbetz says, you know, I heard a different version, so you expect him to say the normal version, right? That it's Shlishi. He says, I heard in the name of the Rosh that his minhag was to go Chamishi every Shabbos. So, again, I have no explanation why Revi'i, why Chamishi, doesn't, I have no idea. Where does Shishi come from? The idea of going up Shishi.
Chamishi gives a story to
you. Oh, so what's Chamishi?
Ah,
so what does that mean? That Ein Lo Ben Zog. Chamishi has, they're all, no, it's not even the middle one, right?
Revi is the middle one.
Yeah. Why would Chamishi be Ein Lo Ben Zog?
She is the one.
I guess if you take out Kohen, you only focus on the ones that
Israel
can get.
Oh, only the ones Israel can get. So then, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi. Yeah, so that would make sense, right? Although, like, who said these? There are Zugos over here. Like, why are we assuming that there's... And what he's saying is Ein Lo Ben Zog means it's less Chashuv. Right. So because it was less Chashuv, no one wanted it. Like, the people would get called up for Chamishi, and they're like, who do you think I am? I'm not, you know, that's the old joke that the guy is offered a Chamishi, and he says, in the Haim, we gave the third Chamishi. And he said, yeah, that's what we do here too. Let's go. So that's why Dafka the Rush would take Chamishi. Unclear. Okay. The Zohar in Parsha Shlach says Shishi. Why Shishi? So he quotes Shar Kavonis Arizal, also Shishi is the best. My Sarav also says that the Gra did Shishi, and the Kaf HaChaim says because it's Keneged Midas Yosef, and it's School Arichus Yamin. Anyone know why Shishi is Yosef?
He's the sixth of
Shvizim. I think I saw that somewhere. I mean, you mentioned it. He's the sixth of Shvizim, right? You're all over the Shvizim. Right. I think that's what it is. Yeah. So somehow in the Kabbalistic world, Yosef is the sixth, and therefore Shishi is connected Yosef, and that's a school of Arichus Yamin, because Yosef died first. Why is that a school for Arichus Yamin?
And Aram's not
Shalipa. Ah, so that's Arichus Yamin Dafka? Because Zara de Yosef is not... So I'm so far out of my league over here. I'm discussing these, you know... Lemaisa, Mekubalim, and Chasidim say Shishi. Okay. The Or Zerua in Chelek Beis writes, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin about Shlishi, and then he says, Ubitzarfas Nagam Lakros Harav Shabir Shvi'i. Roman Tam Ladavar Mishum Malin Bekodesh Velo Maridin. So you want to be Malin Bekodesh, so you give the last aliyah to the most Kadosh. Veni Roman Hagam Shein Mashmakei Ba'alacha. He says it's nice, but the Gemara in Gittin says you give Shlishi to the best person. V'yeshli Tin Tam Ragam Neishin Nagam Shashvi Golel Sefer Torah. He says no, maybe there's another reason, because the guy who got Shvi typically would wrap up the Sefer Torah afterwards, and the Gemara says that the Golel is no Til Schar Keneged Kulam. The Gemara Megillah says so. Maybe that's Dafka to give him the chance to be Golel. So maybe that's why the Dafka Shvi'i. So there were those that were makbid on Shvi'i because the Achron is Golel. Says the Tosis Yontif in Megillah over there, Nira be'enai dimishum kach nigi yamal mikri adam chashav ba'achrona k'dei shu hu yiske be'bracha achrona v'yav gavdina kulum avarchin. He says there's another reason the Tosis Yontif says that it used to be how many people would actually say brachos on when they got an aliyah. Only the first and last. First one would say the first bracha, last would say the last bracha. Well, you can't get the first unless you're a kohen. So the only aliyah that you can get and actually say a bracha is the last one if you're not a kohen. So that's why it became the most chashuv. Chassam Sofer doesn't buy it at all. Chassam Sofer says, what does the bracha have to do with anything? The bracha is not the chashivus. The chashivus is the aliyah. And Chassam Sofer proves in his tshuva that everyone said baruch. And Baruch Hu is the Iker. That's the real Chashivas. The Baruch Hu and the Aliyah. The Bracha just happens to be... But that's not... That wouldn't be the Chashivas. So the Chassam Sofer doesn't believe that that's a valid reason. Now, by Chassidei Chabad, Maftir is the most Chashiv. Because the Maftir gets to read Aftar as well. So similar to the idea of the Tos Yantiv, that if you're getting another Kibud, you get to do the Golel, you get to say a bracha, you get to do something else. That's what makes it more chashuv. So Chassidei Chabad would say, well, that's why Maftir is the most chashuv, because you get another kibud, you get to read the Haftarah. Although there are those that say, the Chodesh Meshulash writes, B'Shem Rav Nasan Adler, yeah, the reason the Maftir gets the Haftarah is because, I think that in the Chodesh Meshulash, someone said, the reason the Maftir gets the Haftarah is because people were insulted that they got Maftir, so they threw him a bone, they gave him the Haftarah as well. So the question is, which comes first? Bottom line is, we're not really supposed to be so makvid about these things. There's a beautiful lashon of Chaim Pelagi and the Aruch HaShulchan both have. I guess we'll close with this in the bottom of page 3. Rav Chaim Pelagi writes in Sefer HaChayim, Al yachbid al makom akriya shalu she'enu l'fimasha sover shehu kvodo. You think it's not up to your kavod to get whatever aliyah? Ki kolze atzo seyetzar etzo seyetzar hara lachtiel l'tardo me'avodas Hashem. Anyone gets upset about these things, it's Yetzer Hara talking, trying to pull you away from Avodas Hashem. Umulvad ki anava b'kol makom b'kol zman imin atzorech. And aside from the fact that anava is always is always something that's necessary. Hine yeser se'es tia b'kriya sefer Torah. Anivus should be at a peak when the sefer Torah is out. The Torah, the whole message of Torah is anava. The Torah is nimshal l'mayim. It goes l'makom namuch. Mamayim l'makom namuch after a Torah. So how could it be, says Chaim Pelagi, that someone's going to choose to be matbid where he gets his aliyah dafka when it comes to reading the Torah? Kulanu b'nei yishach adachnu. And he says it can't be that someone should be matbid. All these things are chashulchan has a similar tochachas musar for people who get upset about such silly things. But bottom line is, we saw that there are certain aliyos that they're knowing to give to chashuvim throughout the year, and certain aliyos year round.